for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Monday evening, December 31st, 1984, Watch Night Communion Service at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
We could just radiate. We could just glow with the blessing of God. The blessing of God could just flow out of us to others. Brother, many of us thus far have been hindrances instead of blessings. Huh? We've been stumbling blocks instead of blessings. Why? Because we've been so self-centered, just preoccupied with ourselves, worried about our own self, about our health, about our happiness. We've been so self-centered that we haven't been of no use to the kingdom of God. Break out of that shell. Amen? Let that new man, that recreated man, let that man that has been created in the image of Jesus Christ just begin to live his life through you. Amen? And then you'll bless and not curse. Amen? As the Father has sent me, so send I you. How many of you want to carry out that kind of a commission during 1985? Huh? Sent to do God's will. Sent to seek God's glory. Sent to preach God's word. Sent to perform God's work. Sent to impart God's blessing. There's no greater calling. Five things. Why don't you count them with the fingers of your right hand? Huh? Sent to do God's will. Sent to seek God's glory. Sent to preach God's word. Sent to perform God's work. And sent to impart or to minister God's blessing to the world. As the Father sent me, so send I you. This is your personal commission. Accept it from God. And make up your mind that during 1985, you're going to do those five things. If you do them, the life of Christ will be reproduced in you. What does 1 John 4 say? And this is my last verse, I promise. There's so much more I could talk about tonight. But 1 John chapter 4, and I think it's verse 17. Just underline this in your Bible. 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are we in the world. As he is, so are we in the world. Well, as he is, so ought we be in the world. Sad to say, we're not what we're supposed to be, huh? But we're on our way. And how beautiful it would be in 1985 that we could say, as he is, so am I in the world. What he did, what he spake, this is what I ambition to do. With a healthy ambition, with a godly ambition. I want to be Christ-like in my words, in my attitude, in my deeds. As he is, so ought we be in the world. Let's stand. Let's pray right now. Why don't you make an act of dedication to God tonight and say, Lord, to the best of my ability, I propose tonight at the threshold of another year, just before another year is going to be ushered in, I propose to do exactly what the Word of God has said tonight. As the Father has sent Jesus, so Jesus has sent us. Let's make up our minds tonight that we're going to carry out this fivefold commission, to do His will, to seek His glory, to preach His word, to perform His works, and to impart His blessing to a dying world. Raise your hands and raise your voices before God. You make your own personal commitment. You make your own personal act of dedication. Don't wait for me or for anybody else to pray for you tonight. You just make a vow, make a promise before God that to the best of your ability, you're going to use your money, your strength, your time. You're going to use everything God has placed at your disposal to carry out this fivefold commission. No matter what your age might be, no matter what your condition might be, God can use you in unusual ways to see this fulfilled during the 365 days of 1985. Don't let the devil tell you that you're too old, or you're too feeble, or you're too ignorant, or you're too poor to do these things. God's resources are available to you. All the riches and glory in Christ Jesus are at your disposal. Take them tonight. Use them tonight. Share them tonight. Go out of this place with this commission on your mind and on your heart. As the Father sent me, so send I you. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God guide you. And may God use you during 1985. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Brother Glenn, I think the goodies are going to be served.
Father, we thank you this evening for the privilege we've had of gathering together this week, of praising and magnifying you and blessing you, and you pouring out your word in and through us, opening up our hearts to an understanding of the Lord Jesus. Father, give us a desire and a burning hunger in our hearts to serve you. We make Jesus Lord of our lives. Lord, I hope they don't get tired of hearing me say that Jesus is Lord, because you are. And I declare that you're Lord. Help us all, each one here, Father, and wherever across the face of the earth, that men will call on the name of the Lord, that they declare that Jesus is Lord. And Father, help us to be able to cause men to call on the name of the Lord, to declare that he's Lord, making him Lord of their lives. And I thank you for the privilege we have this evening, Lord. Father, we thank you for the refreshments. Help us to enjoy it, Lord, and enjoy our fellowship together. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you back here 11 o'clock, a little after, and we'll come back to praise and worship and sing unto the Lord and thank him for his goodness of this year and what's going to happen for it in the name of the Lord through us next year. Then we're going to have communion, and then Ben's going to come back, and we're just going to praise and worship and glorify the Lord. And then somewhere around, I think we ought to really get down on our knees for a few minutes, and that's not long enough. We ought to get down and thank the Lord and bless the Lord with all of our hearts and mean it, as and praising him as we trade one year for another. I don't know how it is in God's economy, but as we know it now, why, it's one year for another. And I believe that this next year is going to be one of the greatest years that ever has been the manifestation of the power of God in the earth. And along with that, of course, will be the manifestation of Satan's power, because he's determined to destroy those who are that God's raising up, or those that are determined to serve God. So we got a battle on our hands. It ain't a recreation hall. It's a battlefield, brother. Amen. Well, we're going to serve communion, and I'm going to ask the gentleman to help me. I'm going to ask Harlan to come back up here and help us, and Brother Thomas, and Norman when he comes back, and I'm going to need Harold and Jim. I'm going to leave Jay stay here because he's going to help Ben pretty soon with some more praise and worship. Norman, come on and join us here as we serve Jim. Come and help serve communion, please, with Harlan and Harold. In the book of Matthew I'm reading from here this evening, in Matthew says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body." A continuing verb is, that is a continuing without end. The body of Christ, his body, is a continuing thing for us today. It's without end, we might say. And as we partake of the bread tonight, we're partaking of the broken body of the Lord Jesus. And I'm not one, as I've said before, I'm not one to have communion as a tradition. I believe when we take communion, we should consider the purpose of it, what it's for, and we should examine our hearts, that we are not one of those that the Scripture tells us that they came to an early death because they didn't rightly discern the body of Christ. And we need to consider when we take communion that we are partaking of a sacredness before the Lord, that it represents the broken body and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus, who died for my sins and for your sins. His body was broken for my healing and your healing. It's not something that we take lightly or do lightly. It's something that we do in awe and reverence before the Lord. And as we do this evening, do it
acknowledging that Jesus is Lord, and that by his broken body there is a way for our healing and salvation of our bodies. That's what it amounts to, a salvation for our bodies as well, and the blood is for the salvation of our soul. But examine ourselves and pray and ask the Lord to cleanse our hearts tonight, that we be worthy, for we really are all unworthy, except because of Jesus are we worthy of this. Brother Thomas, will you pray over the bread, please, and if you have a word to say.
Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity of communing with the Father through this sacrament. We thank you, Lord, for the fellowship of one with another. We realize fully that Jesus told us to partake in remembrance of his work on the cross. We thank you, Lord, that there is healing in the sacrament and because of the spilled blood on the cross. And we thank you, Lord, that as we enter into this time of fellowship and communion, that your word tells us to put away all sin and to repent of all ungodliness. And we praise you, Lord, now as we do this in accordance with your word. Now what I'm going to do is just pray a prayer, and if you'd like to pray that prayer after me, meaning it from the depths of your heart, we're going to ask the Lord to cleanse us from all sin so that we will be worthy of partaking of the communion. Or would you stand? Let us pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I confess all of my sins before you.
I confess all of my sins before you.
All sins of thought, word, or deed.
All sins of thought, word, or deed.
Omission and commission.
Omission and commission.
Father, I repent of them.
Father, I repent of them.
I know that you have heard my prayer.
I know that you have heard my prayer.
I thank you for answering it.
I thank you for answering it.
And I thank you, Lord, for forgetting my sins.
Thank you, Lord, for forgetting my sins.
And tossing them as far as the east is from west.
Tossing them as far as the east is from the west.
And now, Father, we thank you for the privilege.
Now, Father, we thank you for the privilege.
For partaking of the broken body and the blood of Christ.
For partaking of the broken body and the blood of Christ.
And as we do this, Father,
as we do this, Father,
we thank you for the healing of our bodies.
We thank you for the healing of our bodies.
And the restoration of our minds.
The restoration of our minds.
And we praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
One of the things that God has impressed us on the mission field is that this act that we're partaking of tonight is not just an empty ritual. Many churches, they just go through the form. It's just a ceremony that they have to rush through. They do it out of habit. They do it out of obligation, but they don't derive any spiritual blessing from it. I believe that Jesus meant it when he said that his body was true meat and his blood was true drink. I don't believe in transubstantiation. But I do believe that in some very mysterious and miraculous way, God saturates the bread and the wine with the redemptive merits of Jesus Christ. And I believe that when we eat this bread, we can receive healing for our bodies. And when we drink this cup, we can receive cleansing for our souls. I've seen a lot of people healed in during communion. A lot of people restored during communion. It's one of the ways that God has provided for his church so that the church can enter into the redemptive benefits of Calvary. So as you partake of the bread, don't think you're just eating a piece of bread, a piece of wafer. Believe that truly you are partaking of the broken body of Christ. And as this, you eat the bread in faith, you can receive from God the physical healing and strength that you need. Then as you partake of the cup, believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing you, sanctifying you, and liberating you from many of the things that have been troubling you down through the years. So remember, this is my body, this is my blood. Believe that what God said is true, that literally, in some spiritual or in some mysterious way, but literal, you are actually partaking of Jesus Christ.
Then, in Matthew 27, or 26, in verse 27, it says, "And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, and he said, Say, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Hold it, I'm going to ask Brother Parrish to pray before we go ahead and pass it, but to pray before we partake of the bread and the wine.
Let's all stand. Let's all raise both the bread and the wine before God tonight. Father, tonight, as we stand in your holy presence, we take these elements and we sanctify them and we saturate them with the redemptive merits of Jesus Christ. Let this bread truly be the broken body of Christ. And let this wine truly be the shed blood of Christ. That as we partake of these elements in faith, we might enter in to possess these benefits that were made available to us by the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanse our soul, renew our mind, strengthen our spirit, and heal our body. Yes, take control of our entire being tonight, Lord, that we might become 100% Christians as a result of this experience that we are partaking of in your holy presence. Let us, Lord, tonight come to a new realization of what we have in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is in us, that he is the hope of glory, the hope of a new life, and the resurrected and glorified life in your holy presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us now partake of the bread and partake of the wine. Let us partake of Jesus Christ. Let us enter into the communion of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I want us all to determine, Nina, come here pretty please. I want us all to make up our mind that we're going to praise the Lord all this coming year.
Amen.
I will praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to make up our mind. We're going to praise him. We're going to praise him and praise him. Okay? All of us. Okay. Now we're going to sing a couple more choruses and we're going to praise the Lord. Then we're going to pray the blessing of the Lord over all as you travel and the anointing of the Lord until we gather together again at another camp meeting. Never all of us together again at the same time here in this place, but I expect to see you all back from time to time as we gather together to praise and to worship the Lord, declaring that he is Lord over all that we survey. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Let's stand.
Praise
you,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
That's
good
right.
Sitting down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thou art high, O Lord, above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou art high, O Lord, above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all.
One more song I'd like to sing. It's called In Your Presence. We all know it. And just take the hand of the one next to you. Let's get this fellowship, this immunity, and love each other. Start this new year out loving each other. That's what it's all about. Just love each other. Hallelujah. In His presence, in His presence, there is peace. In His presence, in His presence, there is joy. Let me
till you're
Father, we thank you for your presence to rest over each one that travels. Let the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost flow and move through each heart and life. Let your protecting hand rest over the blood of the Lord Jesus cover. Father, we invoke your blessing on each person that has been and is still here. And we thank you, Lord, for a mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost to flow and move through each and every life. We thank you, Lord, for a touch of the power of the living God that shall stir their hearts so that we each one shall never be the same again for because of being here together. Father, I thank you for your presence to flow in the convicting power of the living God to rest on each one who would ever and anywhere err from thy way. Let the Spirit of the Holy Ghost flow and move upon them, convict them, draw them back unto yourselves. And Lord, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost rest over each one to be a witness testifying that Jesus Christ is Lord, declaring that he's not only Lord of their lives, but of every situation in their lives, that he is also making them a witness before men that Jesus lives and rules and reigns in the hearts of men because he rules and reigns in our hearts. Now, Father, I thank you and I praise you for the mighty move and power of your presence that we've had together in this time. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. For thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Jesus is Lord and he is worthy. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord protect you and watch over you. The Lord bless you until we meet again. Amen, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.